If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, Tuesday afternoon, brought to you by 12 o'clock hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Back into some NBA playoff conversation. Conference finals start tonight in the Western Conference, tomorrow night in the Eastern Conference. I do have one, like, kind of final, probably, because it doesn't seem like anything's going to happen, thought/theory on what's going on with the Hawks president of basketball operations search, which we'll get to in 20 minutes. And then Back Page with Bo, preceded by, at 12:40, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. Friend of the program, yes, by the way. I don't think we've talked to her since
draft day.
She got drafted. Mm-hmm. Can you believe she's entering her fourth year in the WNBA? It's insane.
Crazy.
We'll talk to her at 12:40 as well.
I got to give a shout out to my neighbors, neighbor Bob and Miss Libby. They're listening to us. They're on the way to vacation. They're going down to Sarasota. And so they told me that they were listening on the way down. So thank God they finally went on vacation. You're like, you and Ashley don't want to go on vacation.
No, we want to. Some more than others. Just sometimes you have to make hard choices in life, so then later in life you can make easier choices. You know? It's simple as that.
I understand.
Sometimes you got to be a grown-up.
I understand. But see, that's what I'm saying. The grown-upness is holding you back from being on the beach with your lady. With a pink, with a, I ain't going to say pink. With a daggone umbrella drink.
You done?
No. Andy. Okay. What is? Damn, never mind.
How you going?
Oh, I'm asking because all right, the elements paid off, so that's one less thing you can put that towards.
Well, I'm not going to detail the spreadsheet if that's what you want me to do.
No, we're
not going to tell you about all the stuff.
No, what I'm saying, you got okay. So there's some extra income. Put that away, and go get on the beach with your lady.
Okay.
I know you want to.
Oh, I do.
You enjoy the beach just as much as anybody.
No, I don't. Other people like the beach more than me. I'm more of a mountains guy.
I'm a pool guy.
But we will next year.
Okay.
Yeah. It was 2025.
Okay.
Was the year of reset. We got a little aggressive in 2024.
Okay.
Especially at the end of it.
Okay.
We had some fun. We did some fun stuff.
We
did some fun stuff.
Yes.
And then you know, fun stuff oftentimes cost.
Yes.
And then so 2025 was all about let's find fun stuff that doesn't.
Right.
And we've done a great job.
Yes.
So far. Now some of us are having a harder time sticking to the plan. Than others are. Some of us are even pretending that we agreed to the plan, pretending that we didn't agree to the plan in the first place.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
And now we're like finding gray areas like, well, it's not a trip if we don't fly.
Oh,
well, that's not.
My damn.
Who wrote that down?
If that ain't.
Is that a.
If. You preach to the choir over here, dog. You know my.
Well, then why are you trying to talk like you're not in the choir?
My wife just sent me a screenshot of an email she got that says 30% off on travel. I'm like, okay.
Cool.
Because it's always say that this is the thing that they always, my family always get on me about. You don't ever want to go nowhere. It's not that I don't want to go nowhere. I don't got to go nowhere every time. Every time, are we off next month? Are we off on Monday?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Do you know that she tried to plan a trip?
I was
like,
of course she did.
I was like, just because I have off don't mean that we got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
We don't. Because we got the twins' graduation is Saturday morning, so we can't have a whole weekend. Well, you know, we can leave. Well, what'd she say? She said, well, Florida's not that far from mom's house. I was like,
oh, you are closer to Florida.
Yeah, I'm closer to Florida. Hour from my house to my mama's house. Well, we're an hour closer to Florida. Yeah. We can go down there early Saturday. We have all day Sunday, and we can leave late. Because her favorite thing in the world is to leave as late as possible mm-hmm. the next day. That's why we always take them damn overnight flights.
Right.
So, yeah, I already know.
Yeah.
I already know.
So, yeah, we're good.
All right, let's be sure.
Okay. Are you?
I am. Yeah. I am. I'm concerned about it.
Because we're not going anywhere. Until 2026.
I know this. 2026. is the year of bunkers.
Well, yeah, we'll get back to like our normally scheduled spring break trip and then maybe one other thing. We're not going to go crazy again because that's what got us in the problem in the first place. Like when you do your end of the year, look at everything and it's like, oh my God, look at how much more debt we have now than we had when the year started. Yeah. And we made way more money than we made last year. What are we doing? Why are we acting like we're rich when we're not? So let's scale it back.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Let's live reasonably, responsibly, and then we can get back to reasonable trips occasionally. We're not we're not the Waltons, you know? We don't own Walmart, okay? We go to Destin for a week in April, and then maybe we go to Seattle in August.
Right.
And that's it. Okay? And then maybe later, when we really get stuff taken care of and together, then maybe we can start talking about other stuff. We're not going on, like, surprise trips to places. We're not doing a week here and a week there and a weekend in New York and all. We did that.
Right.
And that's how you end up at the end of the year looking at your spreadsheet wondering how in the world did we make all of this money and yet have no money? How did we do that? How did we manage to accomplish that?
I got some ideas. I'll, my wife, she'll come up with something.
No, I came up with it.
We'll send it over.
No, you don't have to.
We're not going
to
send over a budget. We're going to send over trips.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. Trips. Please don't send anything.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I came up with a plan, which is don't do anything. And then by the end of the year, I've scheduled it all out. We'll be fine. And then we can get back to doing stuff. It's just, you know, it's what you do.
It's responsible.
It's annoying. It's not fun. I'm not enjoying
it. I know that.
I hate more than anything having to be like, no.
Because you're the bad guy.
Yeah. Because then I'm the bad guy. And then she weaponizes the little redhead against me. She comes in.
Daddy won't let us go here.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, daddy doesn't want to do that. It's like, daddy does want to do that, but daddy's not. We're not. Sucks.
Look at my man.
Let's drive. How you guys want to drive to Charlotte? How about that?
How about you use that as a vacation?
It was.
Oh, you didn't use that?
Counts for me.
Okay.
We left the state.
Like, oh,
but here's the thing. It's not, we stayed with people who we know.
Right.
We didn't pay for any hotels.
Right.
That's the rule.
That's you.
We are not paying for airplane tickets or hotels in 2025. Okay? All right.
All right, Bo.
Somebody wants to fly us somewhere and let us stay at their house. Right. Okay. But that's it. All right. And by the end of the year, we'll be at a good reset and we'll be fine. It's not fun. I don't like it. Let's get to an NFL huddle. Why do you think I got all these endorsements?
What was it? That's a damn trip right there. Technically, it is.
Huh?
Technically, it's a trip. That's her wording. That's the word. Yeah, it's a trip. We're not in Georgia anymore. That's a trip.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waynesville. Vacation. She went to D.C. for work. Vacation.
Oh, no. Not.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's not do the work trip.
It's great.
You know, Vegas still been held over my head. I was like, I mean, you and Andy went to Vegas, so we're working.
For work.
Yeah, we're working.
Great, so we went on a trip. All right. Fred Warner and the 49ers reach a 3-year extension worth $63 million. If I got that, we could go on a trip. I didn't. I signed a 3-year contract extension also. He's the highest paid off-ball linebacker in the NFL.
Yeah, man. He is a... He's still playing at a really, really high level. This is the second time he's been made the highest paid middle linebacker in football. That's how good of a player he is. And, I mean, they got to figure out something. I mean, getting Brock Purdy's deal allows you to do a lot more things with the salary cap because it takes numbers down and things like that. But he is one of the best players in ball. And, you know, they're losing people, but they're not having a complete overhaul. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, they let Debo go out, but other than that, nobody's really – left or anything like that. And so they're still going to be in the mix to contend in the NFC. But, yeah, I mean, when you got a guy like this, you got to give him his bread.
I think they'll still be in the mix if the running back plays.
And I think he's the most important, vital part of this team.
He is.
Because when he's right, this man, like he won the NFL Offensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
When Christian McCaffrey is right, the dude is still one of the best play, not just running backs, best players.
How many games did he play last year?
I think he played five.
Yeah.
Remember he came in, he had whatever was wrong with his
– never looked right.
Well, something was Achilles, mm-hmm. tendonitis or something in like both of them. And so, yeah it's just it's unfortunate because he's such a great player.
Such a great player. And he's so fun to watch.
Such a great player.
Yeah. If you're wondering whether or not Aaron Donald is going to make a return from retirement, here's Aaron Donald.
As far as like playing football and things like that, it's like I don't miss it. Like I be thinking like, I don't even have the passion or the excitement to want to play football, right? I will always love football. But once you lose the passion to put the work in and play the game, then that's when I was like, that's when it was time for me to walk away.
He's absolutely correct. He's 100% absolutely correct. I just always go back to, and this was when my man Big George was, he was scouting for the St. Louis Rams, one of the scouts for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling, he's like, dog, this dude, Aaron, because I mean, he was the first, I think they picked him number 11.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, man, this dude, Randy, he's different. I was like, okay, we'll see, man. And then you just saw him come out, and he was just he can still be the best defensive player in football.
Right.
That's how great he was.
But I understand, he probably knows that, but then he also knows what he would have to do that.
Yes.
He doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Which, no, respect.
Fine. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
Respect.
Go make all the money. This is his second year retirement, so he got three more years. He's easily a first back. He's in that
first
room.
Bat.
He's in that room that you talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you're more than a Hall of Famer,
he's
a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's up in that room.
Yeah, for
that's,
sure.
That's how great he is.
Here's Frankie Louvu, who will always be associated with the Tush Push because he's the guy that kept diving over the line to try to time it and kept getting called for penalty. And then the ref finally told him, like, hey, man, you keep doing that, we're just going to give them a touchdown, which I didn't know they could do. We learned a new rule thanks to Frankie Louvu.
You know that changed a lot of people's mind on the Tush Push?
That did right there?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why?
The rule that they can give you a touchdown, you keep doing it. Oh, that's when everybody turned.
Okay.
Even all the people that were supporting turned.
Right.
Oh, you can get a touchdown? Yeah, it was a bunch of crap.
Here's Frankie Louvu talking about banning it.
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball.
Well,
and that's just my own personal opinion. And
hard counts are part of football, my man. It's a part of football. The biggest issue, because it's a quarterback sneak without pushing. So if you're going to take out the fact that the running back and everybody can push, the linemen aren't doing anything wrong.
Right.
The tight ends that are in there, they're not doing anything
wrong. Right, the offensive linemen are doing what they would do on a quarterback sneak.
They're pushing.
Right, it's the guys behind.
Yeah, and so you take that out of it. I still think it's soft as hell by the Green Bay Packers. I think when people talk, it's not a pretty play. Shut the hell up.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. That ain't the most.
That's the wrong argument.
If that ain't the most, I ain't never been in a three-point stance ass argument. Ain't never been in a three-point stance. Ain't never been hit by another grown man wearing pants. It's such an ugly play. Goodness gracious.
The only argument that I hear about it, because, if it's an unfair advantage, then you should just do it, too.
Yes.
I don't like that either.
Yes.
The injury part of it doesn't make sense because there's no data to back it up.
None.
The only thing is, if you're just going to ban all pushing or pulling, then just ban all pushing or pulling.
All of it.
Yeah, just ban all of it.
All of it.
And that's fine. Like, I can get behind that
because
that actually makes sense across the board.
Yes. Okay, you're running back. Y'all lift up the running back and run with him 10 more yards. No.
I can see banning that.
Yeah.
And then if you're
going
to include all of it in it, then do it as a full package and we're good. But yeah, try to lie and we know the NFL cares about injuries.
Yeah, right.
Maybe we can get them to change it based on that. Even though they kind of do. They're actively increasing kickoff returns on purpose.
Yeah.
And making the season longer.
Yeah. But,
player
safety, baby.
Yeah. Player safety.
Player safety.
All right. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA. Conference finals start tonight in the Western Conference. Eastern Conference finals tomorrow night. Thought. Maybe crazy, you can tell me if it is, about what the Hawks are doing with their president of basketball operations search. We'll get to all that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, how do you not? What a... Just an incredible, incredible
nasty,
album.
Fun beat.
We're still waiting for Detox. It'll happen.
You think?
No. I don't know. At this point, no, I don't. But then, I don't know, maybe like next Wednesday it just drops, you know? And then we just have this incredible 20-song album of the last 25 years of Dr. Dre just perfecting it.
Oh, man. Maybe,
because he's done other stuff. Yeah. Like, he's made soundtracks and other projects and stuff since then. But, yeah, I mean, I think we've all kind of given up on waiting for that.
You right? know, it's so funny. I saw it this morning, and I don't know if you have you seen it, but over in Cannes, you seen Denzel about to fight the paparazzi?
No,
like,
I didn't see it.
Like, I saw this clip this morning in their Cannes Festival, or Cannes Festival, however you want to call it. And it's him and Spike Lee and all of them hanging out. And all of a sudden, damn, Denzel went, like, training day.
Really?
On some damn paparazzi.
What did they do?
I don't know. Because yeah, okay. All you see is Denzel flip back with that look. And, like, don't you ever put your hands on me. I was like, damn, who made Denzel mad? Denzel went into movie character.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Because every time you see him, like, sometimes he'll answer a question and make the interviewer feel stupid.
Yes.
Because it was a stupid question,
yes.
And he puts them in their place. But
yes.
He does it in such like a like a calm, yes. like yes. somebody's dad, yes. professorial way, yeah. and then you feel even dumber than you would have if he would have yelled at you.
Right.
Huh. So yeah. he snapped, huh?
Yeah, Giselle,
I love it.
Giselle with Alonzo on.
Hey, man. Sometimes you snap.
Like, damn, Denzel.
Sometimes you snap. All right, so a lot of basketball over the next 20 minutes or so as Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream is going to join us in about 15 minutes as they get set to take on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever tonight. They got him again later this week. Also, a little home-and-home action. They're 0-1 on the season. Season just began over the weekend, so we'll talk to Ryan Howard about what they expect this season. We'll get into some conference finals conversation in just a minute as well as the Western Conference Finals start tonight. But let me run this theory by
you. Let me hear it.
As it relates to the Hawks' presidential search. And then that'll be that. We'll wait, and if they hire a guy, cool. We'll talk about him and cover it. If they just do what seems like they're going to do and just stand pat, fine, and that'll be that. But, like, you know, this has been going on for a month, so there really isn't anything new to say. I'm just trying to round up what they've done. It feels like they have three options that they're interested in. One of them is Giannis, and they should be interested in Giannis. That seems like a good idea.
Yes.
Giannis is a great player, and he's available this summer, it feels like. It feels like Giannis is leaving Milwaukee.
Yeah, because I'm assuming if what the reports are, he's meeting with them this week.
Right.
Yes.
And look, I don't know what you say from their perspective.
Can you give us a year?
Exactly. Which, if that's the pitch, yeah. then the answer is no. Like, I'm sorry. I can't be patient. I'm 30. But the Danny Ferry thing kind of says Giannis, because he's the GM that was the most in on Giannis in the process, like in the draft. They were going to get him if they didn't fire Larry Drew and he goes to Milwaukee and tells him how much Atlanta loves him. He stayed at Danny Ferry's house when he visited to work out. Like, that's a relationship.
Yeah.
So that says that to me. There was also a rumor that they were interested in Giannis's agent as a GM.
Okay.
Like, or as the president of basketball operations. Like, that, you know, like, that's obvious. Like, that's can't be any more telegraphed than, okay, we hired this guy so we can get Giannis, right?
Okay.
Right? Okay, so that's one path,
okay.
which I would support. Like, I think that's a really good idea. Problem would be if you go down that path and then somehow don't get him, because there's no guarantee. Just because you hire his friend doesn't mean you're going to get the guy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay, path two is the Toronto guy, Ujiri, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's done in both of his stops? I know he's still in Toronto, but that to me feels like the, if we need to move Trey this summer because that's the direction of the franchise, this is the guy to do it. He traded Carmelo in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was, mm-hmm. and got pretty good return for mm-hmm. him. He traded DeMar DeRozan in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
like, and obviously got a championship mm-hmm. in return for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's not afraid.
He's not afraid.
Right.
And also, he's done it and succeeded in doing it, right? So he's the guy that you hire if you're like, all right, franchise pivot. We got to move on from a franchise cornerstone. He's done it before. He knows how to handle it, and he gets a good return for
it. That's the thing about it, the return, because those moves were big. But you got damn Kawhi Leonard,
yep.
one of them. And then you got a whole bunch of nice pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, none of those players that came over for Melo were as good as Melo.
Nope.
But,
and no one who you get for Trey is going to be as good as
exactly.
Trey.
But obviously Kawhi is better than DeRozan. So, I mean, you make that move.
But it was a short term. Luckily, you capitalized on your window.
Oh,
and then he left.
And he had to. Because there was no way Kawhi was staying.
No.
If he won the championship, ain't staying. He damn sure, if that ball don't fall in and don't be having Joel Embiid crying.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Then he definitely, yeah. He wasn't staying no matter what.
He wasn't staying no matter what.
Yeah, but you got a championship. So,
yeah.
Cool. It worked,
mm-hmm.
right? And then option three is you do nothing and do nothing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Run
it back, throw some money at people this summer, you know, hope Jalen Johnson stays healthy. Like, that's
a lot that hope that it's a lot that rides on the hope for a player that doesn't stay healthy.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot that rides on hope for a player that doesn't stay healthy and throw money at free agents when you've never had success getting free agents
here. Exactly.
Like, that's a tough path.
Mm-hmm.
The other two, I you know, you can wrap your head around the other two, right? The third one is like, okay, so we're just nothing then? Okay.
Well, I mean, it might have to come down to that. But meaning that, what's this? The NBA is it's unlike any other major leagues, kind of, because players have so much control. Like, Giannis does not have a no-trade clause.
Right.
Meaning,
but he's going to pick his spot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the kind of power that these individuals carry, mainly because they're like, okay, if I come, I'm only going to be here for a certain amount of years. I don't want to be here. And so the biggest thing for any team to get Giannis is get Giannis to extend his contract. You know what I mean? Because he has two and a player, I think, on this current deal. Want to be able to sell the fan base, or maybe you're trying to add some other pieces to go with it. Be like, okay.
Or maybe Giannis is like, hey, I'll come. Show me.
Yeah.
Like, because Milwaukee's tapped. Yeah. Like, it's not going to work here.
No.
I'll come to Atlanta, play with Trey for a year, and then we'll see how it goes.
Because that was the thing with Siakam.
Exactly.
Siakam went to Indiana. There was no guarantee.
Right.
Had 1 year left on his contract. Enjoyed
they
it.
Went to the East Finals.
Yeah.
He liked his fit, mm-hmm. and they signed him to an extension.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I always like that. Like, I feel like it's a gamble. But sometimes you have to make gambles.
Right.
Like, because Indiana was a good team, but they weren't going to the East Finals last year, this year without Pascal Siakam.
Right.
They got nice pieces, but you have to add that last really big piece in order to make that leap. Like, the Hawks are where they've been for years. They have to add someone who's as good as or better than Trey to make a leap.
Mm-hmm.
Or tear it all down, try to go back to ground zero and start over, which would suck. But
right.
at least, you know, you could – another that would be another philosophy that you would kind of understand. Like, I don't know. The further away you get from those early rumors of Danny Ferry and some of the other names, feels like if they were going to do it, they would have done it by now. The Ujiri thing was last week, right? He still works for Toronto, so mm-hmm. it's not like he's unemployed.
And isn't like he's been like rumored for leaving for a few years now.
Yeah. Which is weird because he hasn't. Like he still works there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like the Miles Turner of front office
guys. I like it.
And then door number three is Stan Pat, and you know. That also seems like the most likely that Trey is either extended or not moved.
Would Stan Pat make it seem like those guys you're talking about didn't want a job?
Yeah, to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't want this.
Because some of the, like, you know, Ujiri has a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an easier one to say. It's like, all right, I like my job. Yeah. I like it up here. We're good.
But my thing, if I'm Toronto, why are you interviewing for the jobs?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and then you go back to the Giannis thing. It's like, if I'm Giannis, I'm gonna want to do a sign and trade because you know what I'm eligible for this summer?
Yeah.
The big daddy. Mm-hmm. The big max. So I'm gonna sign and trade. Yeah, let me get, because, you know, we talk about the bird rights and all that other crap. Giannis wants to win. Now, he wants his bread. He'll come for this amount. No, Giannis wants his bread. Giannis is one of the best players in the NBA, and he wants to be given the bread that shows that.
Yeah, that's why that option, like that idea of heavily pursuing that, to me is the right thing to do. Like, Giannis is a top five player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know how long he will be because he's 30, so, I mean, eventually it's going to break down a little bit, but he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the ticket to being a champion, mm-hmm. or at least being in the conference finals, in the NBA finals, and have a chance at a championship.
He swings organization.
You don't do it without it.
No.
Like, you can't, like... Except for kind of the Pacers, because they don't have one of those guys. I would say Brunson is close to one of those guys, but not quite either. But those situations are kind of weird. The East just got weird this year,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, because obviously the Celtics have it, and I don't know, the Cavs maybe do a little bit, but I mean, Ant-Man and SGA are two of the 10 best players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is one of those guys. You can't really do it without him.
Yeah.
Because to me, those are the teams that are going to win a championship this year.
I just always put in a different category of all NBA players, mainly more first-team all NBA players. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that you look to get you to the point. They need help around them. It's not call it, you know, because Giannis is still one of the best players, and he did what he did Giannis stuff this year. He did Giannis things, had a Giannis-type year, but yet they couldn't get out of the first round.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you look at it from there, you still have got to have that other star to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have other guys. So because the one thing with Giannis that you got to have, you got to have shooting. You got to have shooting around Giannis. Mm-hmm. All right, we understand that part about it. The dude is going to bring it every single night. He's a guy who plays both sides, both, you know, everything like that. But you got to get stuff with him.
Because as much as things have changed in the NBA as far as like maybe the big three era being over, you still have to have one of those guys to win.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be the seventh straight year there's a different NBA champion, but go back the last six, Celtics, Tatum, and Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But they have one of those guys. The Nuggets, Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors, Steph. And mm-hmm. Steph went Steph in that series.
You damn sure did.
Bucks, Giannis. Yes. Lakers, LeBron.
Yes.
Raptors that year with Kawhi. Like, you don't, there's just aren't the Pistons. Like, you just don't have those.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what the Pacers and Knicks kind of are. Like, they're good teams of collections of good players, But the Thunder and the Wolves have the dude.
They have a guy.
The championship-winning dude. Mm-hmm. And who knows? Maybe they'll beat each other up so much, and when they get to the championship, one of those other teams knocks them off. But those are the ones I like. Whoever wins the West, I think, wins the championship.
I agree. I agree.
Starts tonight?
It starts. Oh, SGA and all the blue. Yeah, you know how much I hate OKC's and all the blue seat, the all-blue shirts and everything. Yeah. It's so rad.
Think how pretty it would be if it was green and gold.
Well, you got a green and gold shirt on today.
I'm trying to live vicariously or whatever. I don't know what I'm
they
trying to
do. They did say that they won a championship this morning.
They did. Yeah. They didn't. They're lying. Don't lie to people on TV. Ryan Howard's going to join us next from the Atlanta Dream. We'll get to the back page with Bo after that. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We do a back page with Bo coming up in a few minutes from right now. But before we do that, very happy to welcome back to the show from the Atlanta Dream, Ryan Howard. Now, we haven't talked to Ryan
this
since
draft day.
April of 22,
oh my God.
When she was the number one overall pick by the Atlanta Dream. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Doing really good.
Fine. We were just kind of, you know, we knew we were going to talk to you today, so we were looking into some stats and stuff, and couldn't believe that it's year four How excited are you to get things? I know you guys had a game already, but how excited are you about year four?
Man, time flies. Like, this came fast, but super excited to be doing this with a whole new team, a new coaching staff. Obviously, game one didn't go how we wanted it to, but we still have high hopes for the rest of the season.
How has that adjustment been? You know, new staff, obviously got a player like BG coming over and things like that. How is it, like he said, it's one game in, but yet you've been around each other enough to know that if this is going to work or not. So how has that been?
It's been great. Just everybody's energy, everybody's personalities, it's just been, like, overwhelming in a good way. Like, there's tons of positivity just roaming every time we step in the gym together. Like, obviously, it makes it easier that we're all learning something new at the same time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, we still have extreme high hopes for how the rest of the season is going to go and how our connections and our, you know, chemistry is going to continue to build.
I mean, I'm sure that there's – it's kind of like a two-part answer with team goals and personal goals. I mean, your career thus far, decorated, rookie of the year in 22, two-time All-Star thus far. I wonder, when you look at the retooled roster and what the potential is, what do you think about goals-wise for the team and also for yourself this season?
Team goals, I mean, everyone always has the same goal as to winning a championship. But, you know, I think – for us in this moment is just to, you know, focus on who we are now and, you know, who we're trying to be, whether I'm focusing on the bigger picture instead of, you know, the small images that make up that picture, you know. And so just, you know, continuing to work. Obviously, it is in the back of everybody's mind, but we're not, like, oh, so caught up in that we're not doing the things that we need to be doing to get there. And as far as personal, I do want to be in, you know, a lot of the heavy conversations this year, so just working on that. But, you know, the coaching staff and the team, you know, they see me as a defensive team accolade player. Obviously, you know, WNBA team, first team, All-Star, all those good things. But, you know, when you really think about it, you can't achieve as much as you want if the team isn't doing as well as you need them to be.
You know, and then like we were talking, because we did have you on when you were drafted, and it has gone by fast, and you're one of the best players in the league, and this is your basketball team. I'm assuming that you take on that role as that leader. How has that grown, you know, from when you got here to now, and also because you have added these veterans that have been there before?
Yeah. I still am one of the leaders of this team, but, you know, adding vets like BG and Bree Jones and, you know, Shatori, it just helps with taking off of that, you know. So obviously your role will grow, but, you know, I don't have to, like, obviously I have to lead, but I don't have to lead like everybody. Like, there's help from everybody as to what we all need and, you know, what we're all trying to do.
Ryan Howard joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, guard from the Atlanta Dream, as they take on the Indiana Fever tonight on the road and then host the Fever on Thursday night at State Farm Arena. Fourth year, like we've mentioned a couple of times, I feel like, and maybe this isn't true and you can tell me, but I feel like there's been a little bit of a shift in the way things have been covered and talked about over the last couple of years, in part because one of the players you're playing against tonight in Caitlin Clark. Have you noticed that over the course of your career, the last handful of years, the league being covered differently?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, even having more popularity as for the league as a whole is just been it's a tremendous jump from, you know, my rookie year to last year or even this year with, you know, who came in now. But it's been, you know, it can be good and bad. Most of it, we're trying to keep it good, obviously, because, you know, we have this campaign now, No Space for Hate. And so we're trying to make it everybody.
Uh-oh. I think we're maybe losing Ryan a little bit. That's okay. We'll say thank you to Ryan for the time.
You got us?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I just have one more before we let you go, because I know it's been almost a year. But tell us about your Olympic experience in the 3-on-3 tournament. And our expectations now is for Miss Howard to be on the women's national team.
It was a great experience, honestly, just – and especially with doing 3x3, sorry.
That's okay.
What was I about to say? With it being compared to 5-on-5, like, it takes a ton more, like, physical and mental strength because the game's so fast and physical, but also being able to shift your game from 5-on-5 to 3-on-3, it just speaks to how you are as a player. Obviously, I would want to get on the 5-on-5 team for the next Olympics, so I continue to work towards that, but, you know, even being able to go and represent your country in general, at, like, it's something that not everybody can say they get to do, and so it's still surreal seeing that I've done it so early in my career, and, you know, I'm excited to see how far it goes in the coming years.
Can't wait. I know I can't wait.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate the time today. Good luck tonight. We'll see you at home on Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. See y'all at home.
Ryan Howard there, Atlanta Dream guard, Indiana Baller. Fever tonight. Baller.
Baller.
Absolutely. Points per game have gone up every single year. She talks about her defense. Obviously, that's a huge part of what this team is. And, you know, you go out and add Breonna Jones and Brittany Griner. Expectations are going to be higher.
They should be.
Got off to they lost over the weekend, but in a good game, 94-90 to the Mystics. And then you got two games tonight that are going to have even a bigger spotlight, obviously, because of the fact that you're playing the Fever and Caitlin Clark. So
they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. And I mean, Caitlin's is who she is, but they got some ball. I mean, they got some rough riders around her and shooting. It's going to be a tall task for them. But good luck to them ladies tonight. And obviously, the game will be here Thursday night over at State Farm.
Yep. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. One last thing there as we were just kind of talking about it. Exactly what we were mentioning. The Sky and Fever game over the weekend.
Yeah.
2.5 million viewers. That's the highest viewership for any WNBA game in ESPN history.
Yes.
So there it is.
There it is.
There it is. Hey, Bo.
Speaking of ladies in sports, it's a huge week this week for the Lady Blue Devils as tomorrow night we start our – tomorrow night's our first game in the first All-Star Tournament. The tournament's called Quest from the Best, or Quest for the Best. It's up at Rabbit Hill, which is Decula-ish. So if anybody's up there, we play at 6 o'clock Rabbit Hill Park tomorrow. We will play again on Thursday. Real quick, funny softball story, because, look, I have a great coaching staff and a great group of parents, and I've been coaching a lot of these kids for like 5 years now. A lot of our parents and coaches are listeners, including my man Getz, who is across the street with AJC, probably sitting in his cubicle right now listening because he told me he would be. Got a funny story from softball practice last night. Everybody loves their chance to laugh at Coach Bo whenever they get the opportunity to. So I'm sure you've seen any random meme of somebody walking backwards and falling over something.
Yes.
So we're doing a little bit of softball practice last night. I'm hitting some ground balls, and we're doing some softball play, situational type stuff. And I start walking backwards. My bucket's there with the softballs in it.
Uh-oh.
I fall backwards over my bucket, feet in the air, onto my ass and just back, and bloodied up my hand and everything.
Damn, dog.
Like, just trying to, yeah, jeez, man.
How you cut yourself on the softball field?
And after the laughter, before anyone says even, are you okay, they laugh first, which is what, you know, human beings do. I get it. We going to hear about that on the radio? So there you go.
They think you only tell the good stories.
Yeah.
There you go. You guys ever had a cubicle?
I never had. And I don't know that Getz works in a cubicle over here. That's just, you know, I don't know what they work in.
So. I had a cubicle one time. I was when I was first a radio producer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little cubicle.
What'd you do in your cubicle? Well, I guess we got cubicles out here.
Yeah, I would make, like, show sheets.
Well, is that a cubicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Kinda. Kind
but
of,
nobody
yeah.
ever. No, I mean, you have people who
we're not
think
assigned
they're
to those.
They're assigned like Dylan thinks that last one over there is
yeah.
his.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he never leaves, so no one can take it.
But then there was somebody I forgot who used to be right here. This first one thought there was theirs.
Uh huh.
You know, man, when my man Deshaun was here on the other side, that was his cubicle.
Well, yeah, that's where all the video equipment was.
Yeah,
that had to be his cubicle.
Well, we got an office. I mean, we
we big time.
We strong armed him to give us an office.
Midday show lounge. So, speaking of Diamond Sports, here's Chipper Jones on the honor that it is to be selected as one of the coaches for the Futures game on All-Star Weekend.
It's a tremendous opportunity, one that I just couldn't pass up. You know, the last time that the All-Star game was in Atlanta, I was actually playing in it.
Yep.
The time before that, Hank Aaron was actually playing in it. So, wow. any chance to get to be a part of this, and especially get up close and personal look at the next generation coming up and being in charge of allowing them to be able to showcase their talents to the best of their ability in the Futures game. I couldn't pass that up.
Who plays in these games?
So these are prospects that are like just at the senior level of high school.
Okay.
And like going into college.
All right. Okay.
Most of them have been drafted by teams that are on the A-ball level.
There'll be some local kids.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
There's always kids
from the
area.
There'll be some Braves prospects, guys that just got drafted that are, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're in the farm system.
How about this staff right here? How about this staff for Chip? You seen the staff?
You got it in front of you? That's what I was about to bring up.
Yeah, I got it right here. Okay.
Great group of people.
So, Chip is a manager. The bench coach is Mark DeRosa.
Okay.
The hitting coach is Andrew Jones.
Okay.
Tim Hudson is a pitching coach.
Good.
At first base is going to be Tyler Flowers.
All right.
Third base, Textera, is it Kaniko?
Yeah, yeah. He's the third base coach of the Stripers.
Okay. He's going to be third base. That's when I almost tackled Ron LaCunha.
Yeah, that's right.
And Nick Markakis is the coach. And Peter Moylan.
Oh, he's the manager of the Stripers? Okay, sorry. Okay. And, manager of the Stripers.
And Nick Markakis is the coach. And Peter Moylan is the bullpen coach.
Great.
That's just on Chipper's team.
Yes.
The other side's just a stack.
Grissom, cool. He's a manager for the American League. Jerry Manuel is the bench coach. Fred McGriff is the hitting coach.
Okay, good.
Marvin Freeman is the pitching coach. Dale Murphy is the first base coach. Brian Hunter, third base coach. Ryan Klesko is the coach. And Johnny Estrada is the bullpen coach.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
It's a good staff. So I expect if Fred McGriff is the hitting coach, I expect at least one.
Oh, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it.
Even though I know none of them were even alive when Fred McGriff was doing that, they got to pull up the video and see Fred's helicopter finish.
I can go through about half of both of those coaching staffs and tell you what they like to sip on when they come in the Truist Club. So I can't wait to see all these guys. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm excited.
Great.
So speaking of Atlanta athletes, here is the introduction of a podcast that you never know that you needed, but I bet you're glad that exists now.
He hit me up. He said, we ready to go. So, meet me at the crib. So, we all came down here. We was locked in, loaded, ready to go.
Yeah, y'all know I'm the middle brother. What took you so damn long?
Life, man. just working, making sure everything aligns.
For those that don't know what Julio Jones
the right
sounds
way.
Like.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Make sure everybody's schedule aligned first.
That's Julio right there.
This would be possible. And we don't want to hold back. Give everybody what they're looking for, what they're asking for.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
this would E.T. Uncut, raw. Uncut.
That's Roddy.
Roddy, Julio, and Harry Douglas
are
going to do a podcast. I don't know. All I had was that clip that's on NFL Network of them sitting down in front of a camera. Don't know what the name of it's going to be yet. That's just the introductory. Hey, we're about to do a podcast, little video, but pretty cool.
Yeah. That will be very interesting if they do what they said they were going to do there.
If they let,
tell all the stories.
Because I know Rod,
unfiltered.
Roddy's going to do it. Harry's going to
do
it.
We know Harry's going to
do it. And we know Rod's going to do it. I'm anxious to see what Julio does.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see what Julio does.
Because there's some details about certain things that happened over, you know, that we'd love to know.
Yeah. That should be a fun one. I'm anxious to hear from who. You know how I am about player only podcasts spilling tea and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
they probably won't.
Yeah. I said they won't. I just said how I feel about it.
Right. Like, maybe they will.
That's the grade, man.
I, on the other hand, want to hear all of it. Please tell us, and we'll play it on the radio and react to it. We'll kick off the 1 o'clock hour with the big story of the day. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, AMA at 1:40, as always. Final hour straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.